part three of my favourite season. If you've not listened to part one and two yet, they've come out over the last couple of weeks, so do scroll back in the app and find those if you want to do it chronologically, or feel free to dive straight in with me, John Gibbons. I'm also joined by Mo Stewart, Craig Cannon and Josh Sexton. This is their favourite season following Liverpool, and we are in the lovely surroundings of Motel, where we celebrated so many of these great wins that season. We start off with a good win away at Bournemouth, and then this episode takes us right up to Liverpool 2, Spurs 2 on the 4th of February. So we're getting towards the business end now. It's getting exciting. You've got all the festive fixtures to come. So enjoy. This is part 3, my favourite season, 17-18. The next game, Bournemouth away, 1-4-0. That's all right, isn't it?
I love that one, because this is the one where we start Firmino and Salah up top together, and Chamberlain's behind them in the 10, and it basically felt like my Chamberlain narrative continuing, like it had been the thing I'd been crying out for all season. There's a spell as well where we went through where some of those terrible results happen, where I think Mane is injured or something, and you realise how much you miss Mane in that time. But obviously Mane's becoming a completely different footballer for us, because he's literally shifted to the left hand side. I'm not sure if he was just on the bench for this one or something, but I remember it being that 4-4-2 diamond, and I remember absolutely loving it. I was watching it at mates in London, and I'd sort of really talked up the team beforehand, because they're like, this is mad, and you know, Sadio Mane without him, you're going to be shit again, kind of thing. And I was like, no, watch this. And it was just like Chamberlain and Salah and Firmino absolutely running riot. Yeah,
the season before was the 3-3 with the, you know, the Origi Karius. That was the season
4-3. We lost that game. Yeah, 4-3. I remember that, was that very well.
So Downey, a season before,
that was the season before. Yeah, so I still remember at this time sort of being a little bit worried about this fixture, not, you know, not necessarily because of the team we were facing, it just, you know.
Yeah,
as we've said throughout all of this, you didn't really have the full confidence. But then, you know, we had Mo Salah, and Mo Salah turns up in this game. He's incredible.
Yeah, he is absolutely incredible. Okay, the next one. It's funny, Mo. When you at we started this with the 3-3, and you were like, "It's not the last one." Well, here's the third. here is the third of 3-0s where we're up in games and throwing away. I mean, to start with, we go 2-0 up and we're brilliant. I remember watching it in my mate Ben's house, and the great up until that point, you know, the scoring goals, the, you know, we looked fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, it's a decent Arsenal team. It's always a decent Arsenal team in our adult life, let's face it. And they look great. And then it is another Miglay one for the equaliser, I think. Mm. But just at that point, you know, when we talked a little bit before about the Seville game, how quickly one goal becomes two goals and things like that. And they get one back. And, you know, now you'd like to think, that, you know, we've got to score a third, whereas that point, as soon as you score one, you're like, oh, here we go.